Hello.
His phone dropped.
It's all good. Yeah. I've told, I don't know what, when you cut out, but I've told a few people that a price on what I'd be willing to talk about, but yeah, I haven't filled anything out specifically.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Well, you know, since I got you, you know, I'm familiar with your house. You know, we have a, I have a few properties off. You know, I'm sure you know where Abner Church Road is.
Yeah, it's right in front of my house.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we got some properties around there.
Okay, nice.
I gotta ask, what is your interest in, you know, selling? You know, why were you just curious or?
No, someone just called me and asked, they gave me a price and they're like, would you be interested in talking? I was like, I mean, not really. I was like, if you really want me to sell my house, it'd have to be for something worth me leaving. I have no reason to sell, nor do I care to sell, to be honest with you. But if someone offers me a certain amount of money, I'd talk and see about what I'd make and then what I could do with, I mean, the housing market's so kind of expensive right now, so I'd have to put whatever down to see if I can afford another house.
Sure, sure. Okay, I mean, have you considered what you would want, you know, considering?
It'd probably have to be 305, 315.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that whoever, I mean, can't even remember who I was talking to the other day, that's pretty much what I told them as well.
Sure. Makes sense. Okay. I mean, I know the area and, you know, it's a great area. But, I mean, you know, like you said, you didn't fill out a web form and.
No. I know there's a house across the street from me for sale and I've been contacted I can't remember who called me. I just haven't had time to even call them back. But they were like, you know, just seeing if you knew about it and if you knew anyone interested and how the area was and stuff like that. And I think that's kind of what's caused all these people to reach out in that type of market.
Sure, sure. Okay, so you were just more curious on maybe what you would even take and you haven't even thought about where you would go and.
No, not really. I mean, it was someone hit me up, shot me two numbers, and I was like, I mean, that's not a bad number to talk about, but it'd have to be more for me to move, so.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, hey, we're definitely interested, but, you know, I think you're pretty spot on, you know, if it was in perfect shape, you know, that's.
Right, yeah. Right. If it was in perfect, I agree with that. If it was in perfect shape, I'm sure there'd be some type of bidding war. It'd probably go for somewhere around that, but I'm not going to say it's in perfect shape, but,
yeah.
You know.
So, I mean, would you even consider taking less then?
Uh-uh.
No? Okay.
No, just because the way that, I mean, I'd have to put everything I'd make off of it onto another house, and it just, a house that I would actually want right now is a bit too expensive. I've thought about buying land and then building like a modular home, but that's more of a headache than I want to take on right now.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me and, I mean, we'll definitely stay in touch. You know, at least, you know who we are now and, you know,
yeah, fair enough.
In the future, then, you know, we can definitely, you know, recircle and resurface this conversation.
All right, sounds good, man.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.